Praise the Lord now and for our beloved in Christ. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. The theme for this homily is Awaiting the Holy Spirit in the Upper Room. Awaiting the Holy Spirit in the Upper Room. Beloved in Christ, today the church places us between two great events, the ascension of our Lord and Pentecost. After the ascension, the apostles returned to Jerusalem, and together with the other disciples, they gathered in the upper room. Make reference to today's first reading, Acts chapter 1. 12 to 14. Acts 1:12-14. The promised Holy Spirit was yet to descend upon them. So it was a period of waiting, expectation, prayer, and hope in the upper room. Again, a period of waiting, expectation, prayer, and hope. Today's readings teach us that Christian waiting is never passive. Christian waiting is active, faith-filled. In other words, we wait with faith. It is prayerful and it's communal. That is, we wait with the whole community of believers. Now, let us take four main lessons in this homily. First, awaiting the Spirit with faith. According to today's gospel reading, Jesus Christ prayed in this manner to his Father, and I quote, "Father, the words you gave to me, I have given to the disciples, and they have received the words, and know in truth that I came from you, Father. And they have believed," underline the word believed, "they have believed that you sent me," unquote. John 17:8. I take that again. "Father, the words that you gave to me, I have given to the disciples, and they have received the words, and know in truth that I came from you, Father, and they have believed that you sent me." John 17:8. Thus, Christ alluded to the faith his disciples had in him as he prayed to his Father. The disciples awaited the Spirit because they believed in the promise of Christ. At the Last Supper, he promised them the coming of the Holy Spirit, that he would send them the Holy Spirit. Make reference to John 14:16. John 14:16. And so they awaited the coming of the Spirit with faith in the words or in the promise of Jesus. Faith sustained them while they waited. Beloved, awaiting the Holy Spirit means refusing to give up on God even when circumstances seem difficult. Faith keeps the heart open to divine action. Again, faith keeps the heart open to divine action. Let us have faith as we await the new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The second point, awaiting the Spirit with prayer. St. Luke, who is the author of the Acts of the Apostles, tells us that the disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer. Acts 1:14. The disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer. Acts 1:14. So before Pentecost came prayer. Before missionary activity came prayer. Before miracles came prayer. Prayer prepares the heart for the Holy Spirit. Again, prayer prepares the heart for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we desire the power of Pentecost without the discipline of prayer. This is not possible. We can't have the power of Pentecost without the discipline of prayer. As the on switch connects a gadget to an electrical power, so prayer connects us to the invisible yet powerful movement of the Holy Spirit. Again, as the on switch connects a gadget to an electrical power, so prayer connects us to the invisible yet powerful movement of the Holy Spirit. So our homes should become little upper rooms of prayer. Parish groups and societies should not merely have meetings or organize activities, but they should deepen prayer. They should deepen prayer. The third point, awaiting the Spirit in Mother Mary's company. One beautiful detail in today's first reading is the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary among the disciples who waited in prayer. And I quote from today's first reading, "All these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with Mary, the Mother of Jesus." Acts 1:14. Again, all these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Acts 1:14. Mother Mary, who, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus at the Annunciation, now waited prayerfully with the whole church for a new outpouring of the same Spirit at Pentecost. She teaches us how to await the Holy Spirit with humility, silence, obedience, and trust. You can make reference to Luke 1:26-30, where she awaited the birth of the Messiah, and therefore by implication, the outpouring or overshadowing of the Holy Spirit with humility, silence, obedience, and trust. When we stay close to Mother Mary, she teaches us how to listen to Jesus, her divine Son. She calms our anxiety and directs us towards Jesus, as in the case at the wedding at Cana, where through her intervention, the first miracle took place, and she told the waiters, "Do whatever she tells you." She didn't direct them to herself, but to Jesus. So she calms our anxiety and directs us towards Jesus. John 2:1-11. Let us never be ashamed of our Marian devotion. The apostles themselves awaited Pentecost in her company. Again, let us never be ashamed of our Marian devotion. The apostles themselves awaited Pentecost in her company. The fourth and last lesson, awaiting the Spirit in the community of believers. The disciples did not await the Spirit individually and separately. They gathered together as one community. Acts 1:12-14, today's first reading. Pentecost was prepared with communal prayer and fellowship. The Spirit who came at Pentecost united people of different languages and cultures into one church. Acts 2:1-5. Therefore, as Catholics, We must resist anything that destroys unity in our families, church groups, parishes, communities, and nation. Beloved, no one receives Pentecost alone, so let us await the Spirit together. Again, no one receives Pentecost alone, so let us await the Spirit together. Conclusion. As we journey towards Pentecost, the Word of God today invites us into the experience of the first disciples. Waiting in hope, waiting in faith, waiting in prayer, waiting in unity, and waiting with Mother Mary. Like the apostles, may this week become for each of us a spiritual upper room. Let us pray more fervently. May our faith be deepened. Let us stay close to Mother Mary. Let us strengthen unity in our families and church. Finally, when the Holy Spirit comes anew into our hearts, may He transform us from fearful believers into courageous witnesses of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.